Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
A lot of headlines surrounding COVID-19, but this next conversation takes things in a very different direction, talking about the healthcare sector under the investor spotlight.
Yeah, so this has been very robust, particularly in Asia. While the current situation has allowed us some space to look at it more closely, many drug and glove makers have been in focus. There are other longer-term opportunities that have private equity funds looking at them quite closely.
Yeah, Dubai-based investor TVM Capital Healthcare Partners expanding its focus to Southeast Asia. In fact, it's allocated 50% of its global fund for Southeast Asia, while the rest will be allocated for the Middle East as well as Western deals.
Well, TVM Capital Healthcare is targeting markets it thinks offer accelerated growth in healthcare development and spending, underpinned by some of the fastest growing economies and these areas that cover segments such as cancer to pharmaceuticals.
Well, our guest on the phone is Dr. Helmut Schüssler, Chairman and CEO of TVM Capital Healthcare. Dr. Helmut, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking the time. I understand you're in Singapore for an investor conference, which surprisingly has not been cancelled.
Oh, no, no. Good morning, by the way, Manish and Elliot. Very pleased to be on the program. No, it has been cancelled. We had, as you can imagine, we had quite intense discussions about that last week. It was cancelled just before Singapore declared Code Orange. So we felt vindicated by the Singaporean government.
Right.
And all our guests, we had 150 registered and invited guests, and I think they all understood why we're doing this, and they all were appreciative of the move, as a matter of fact.
Well, safety first, and thank you for clarifying that for us. It actually gives us a perspective on, you know, what companies have to go through when these major events are shut down. So thanks for sharing it with us. I mean, looking at otherwise your long-term strategy then and some of the issues that you would have talked about or the ideas you would have talked about at that conference, you know, you're a fund based in Dubai. Tell us a bit about your expansion into Southeast Asia. Why is this a place you're looking at? And what sort of size of funds are we talking about here?
Well, we have been active as a company in Dubai for the last 10 years and with a focus on emerging markets in general, but with a particular focus on Middle East and healthcare development. About 2-3 years ago, we decided that it was a good time for us to expand into Southeast Asia because we believe, I mean, looking at the Southeast Asian development, most countries had very high growth rates in general in GDP terms, and we think that healthcare is one of the very fundamental infrastructure elements, like other infrastructure, roads, airports, and of course, telecommunication systems, banking, retail. So we have actually great hopes for the development of the healthcare sector, the private healthcare sector in the whole region. And we've started looking at deals. We've started looking at young companies that require growth capital. We've built a network of very senior individuals, professionals in the healthcare industry who have run hospital system clinics. So we have laid groundwork for an expansion into Southeast Asia. And we're now in the process of opening our office in Singapore. Mm. And I've just come from Dubai into Singapore a couple of days ago to move forward with all those plans.
Doctor, you mentioned some of the type of companies that you'd be on the lookout for, but, you know, with COVID-19 making headlines, and of course this morning with that sudden spike in cases, what does this do for TVM in terms of investment strategy in healthcare?
Well, I think it doesn't change any of our strategies. It just brings one point home very clearly, and that is that the quality and setup of healthcare infrastructure does make a huge difference, and an outbreak like this also accentuates again the need for concerted action between the public sectors and the private sector, the development of response systems, and everybody's, frankly, personal responsibility taking, because we all need to contribute to containing this outbreak. Sure. It's not just the government, it's not just the hospital, it's all of us and how we behave.
On that note, interesting data that's come out of this is the number of recoveries, which seems to be at a fairly good clip. When we're talking about countries outside China, but in Southeast Asia, a fairly good clip in Singapore and also in Thailand. Now, what's noticeable about both of those is that you have a strong investment history when it comes to healthcare. Do you think that tells a good story so far as your investment proposition goes?
Yes, it's the focus on healthcare infrastructure, on people's ability to access healthcare. It actually points in particular something like the COVID-2019 outbreak, also points to the technology advances we're making and people's ability to access healthcare online. So having conversations, online consultations with doctors about their condition without going out. I mean, and I've just read up on it and seen that more and more people in Southeast Asia are actually using online consultation systems because they do not want to go into hospitals. And that's also in line with what we hear in other parts of the world, also in the Middle East and Europe, that people generally are trying to avoid going into emergency rooms or ambulatory care centers at the moment because they feel they're safer at home. And so online consultation is currently becoming a big thing. And that points to one of the big topics that we want to address with our investment activity, which is digital transformation. Digital technology can help leapfrog legacy systems in a great way, and that's just one of the examples.
Doctor, I'm curious to talk about the investment opportunities right now. What are you seeing in terms of market appetite when it comes to fundraising?
Well, what we try to do with our funds is actually not investing in hospitals, because for hospital investments, you need much larger funds than we usually raise. We are an expansion and growth capital investment firm. We invest 25, 30 million US dollars or 30 million Sing dollars in individual deals and transactions. So our investments are generally smaller than what is needed for proper hospital investing. So we focus on a single specialty clinics. That could be, for example, dental clinic chains or fertility, rehabilitation and physical therapy, infusion centers for cancer patients. So that's what we're doing. And by doing that, we're trying to create an ecosystem around hospitals. Hospitals are usually places that are focused on acute care. But after an acute care intervention, surgery, treatment at the hospital, very often people are discharged, sent home, and then what happens then? Mm-hmm. If there is a need for rehabilitation and physical therapy, for example. So we try to provide that kind of ecosystem. We call it continuum of care. And that is a perfect investment area for us. It also helps that we are highly specialized in it. So we're trying to find out country by country, from Malaysia to the Philippines and Vietnam and Indonesia and Singapore itself, what the market needs, what does the healthcare system need, and then we try to find companies to invest in.
And then what about the current healthcare landscape? And we talked earlier in the introduction about some of the lifestyle diseases which have been on the rise in Asia, but what does that mean in terms of your predictions for healthcare looking forwards?
It is a worldwide phenomenon that non-communicable diseases are on the rise because people live less healthily, they eat less healthily, and we think that that has a couple of consequences. One is that healthcare services, as we've seen, going up, they're becoming more important in the context of the healthcare system. But it also points to something that is increasingly important, which is prevention, which is taking responsibility for one's own health, being more aware, being better informed, and having a better idea of nutrition, exercise, and all these things. I believe that we can all do a lot to reduce the healthcare burden in our economies. And I also believe that with the advent of new technologies, of all the big data, we as patients, as humans, will know a lot more about ourselves and our health, but we will also have to take more responsibility for it. And I think the insurance companies will make sure of that.
It's very interesting what you talk about in terms of, you know, reminding us that we are human beings and we have to take responsibility is a call on private equity companies of all kinds around the world at the moment to address bigger issues like sustainability, for example. How are you facing those sorts of discussion points?
Well, prevention for us is a big point. And so we are looking a lot at diagnostics, at the integration of diagnostics and therapies. And we believe that that is a great place to be as an investor. It is also something that is right in the middle of current trends in the development of healthcare technologies, which is a lot about the creation, the gathering of data, the interpretation of data, the development of automated response systems, but also decision support systems. So we find that to be a very exciting transformation in the healthcare system that will happen in the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. So we will have a big focus on it.
And Doctor, just to quickly wrap up, I'd like to get your thoughts on Singapore as a biotech, meditech hub type of thing. Is something you're very excited about, perhaps?
Yes. I've known Singapore for about 20 years. And I've witnessed sort of been the creation of the concept of a knowledge society, as it was. I think Singapore has put a quite admirable amount of capital behind the creation of a vibrant life science scene in the country. And I believe that now, after 20, 25 years of doing this, there will necessarily be a lot of results, a lot of research that can be commercialized. So I personally believe that Singapore will emerge as a hub for biotechnology and life sciences. And I would hope that either us or other players in the field will be in a position to invest in young biotech companies that come out of Singaporean research institutions. I think that's absolutely a possibility, and I'm very excited to be here because maybe we will play a role in this.
We've been speaking with Dr. Helmut Schussler, who is Chairman and CEO of TVM Capital Healthcare. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Elliot and Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.